WTAW News time is 6:05. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Saving her dog proved deadly for a College Station woman who was swept away in a flooded creek with swift-moving water. 32-year-old April Rachel Turner was walking her dog Saturday morning in Lick Creek Park. Another woman with her dog told police she was walking with Turner when Turner's dog got into the creek near a footbridge and couldn't get out. Turner pushed her dog to safety, but she became stuck and was taken downstream by the current. Turner was found about 8 hours later, about 600 feet from where she was last seen. The witness who tried to help Turner was not injured. We're 2 weeks away from the annual Texas Reds Festival, which for the first time is being administered by the Downtown Bryan Association with partial funding from the city's hotel occupancy tax fund. Last month, City Councilman Rafael Pena and Al Sines were not successful in making the DBA apply for a HOT grant from the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Pena was asked on WTAW's The Infomaniacs about making that requirement of Texas Reds.
It's a responsible spending, and it's actually being spent on what it says being spent. It's actually producing on what it's going to actually produce.
Pena was asked why he hasn't had the same requirement of organizers of the Fiestas Patrias and Blues Festivals, which are also held in downtown Bryan.
It's a learning experience, and I haven't actually looked into those. So I am slowly looking into all.
Next year's Bryan City budget calls for the DBA to receive $120,000 in HOT money, the same as this year. Next year's HOT budget for unspecified events in Bryan jumps nearly 70% from $195,000 to $327,000. Another seven-figure economic development package is coming to the Bio Corridor.
Approved by the College Station City Council at its last meeting, the Bryan Council scheduled a special meeting tomorrow at noon to consider the $1 million property tax incentive for Kalon Biotherapeutics, a private company founded by the Texas A&M System to develop vaccines and other pharmaceutical products. Kalon agrees to build on land now owned by the system. The combined value of the building and new equipment, when opened by the end of next year, will be at least $70 million. Kalon will also be required by the end of 2017 to have at least 100 full-time employees with an annual payroll of at least $6 million. In return, Kalon will receive $1.1 million over a seven-year period, with about two-thirds coming from College Station and the rest from Bryan. This follows the Bryan Council's approval last week of more than $8 million going to the developers of the more than $500 million Atlas Town Center. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Participation in two recent state legislative committees included Representative John Rainey of Bryan. Rainey says the Appropriations Committee discussed a House Speaker's directive to review agency budgets on an annual basis.
It's kind of like, partly kind of like what goes on with the Sunset Commissions, but maybe just looking at funding and seeing if we're funding them appropriately or whether we need to stop funding them.
Rainey also took part in a higher education committee hearing calling for more to be done to let foster children know about free money to attend colleges and universities. Habitat for Humanity in the Twin Cities is celebrating their 25th anniversary. Communications Director Ryan Pierce says 246 homes have been built, 9 of the homeowners have paid off their mortgages, and the majority of the others are ahead in making their payments.
And the great thing about the model with homeowners buying the homes and paying mortgages is that money goes into helping more families get to build homes.
Pierce says 3 more home builds will start this month, and groundbreaking on Habitat's 250th home will take place October 4th. Anyone interested in volunteering and or making a donation can go online to habitatbcs.org. WTAW News time is 6:09. It's 69 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Alcohol use by persons under age 21 years is a major public health problem. Alcohol is the most commonly used and abused drug among youth in the United States, more than tobacco and illicit drugs, and is responsible for more than 4,300 annual deaths among underage youth. Although drinking by persons under the age of 21 is illegal, people aged 12 to 20 years drink 11% of all alcohol consumed in the United States. For more information, call 979-846-3560.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 6:10, brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Any sunshine this morning will eventually give way to some cloudiness. Temperatures are probably going to reach about 90 later today. It'll become partly cloudy through the overnight with a low of 70 to 75. For tomorrow, sunshine will give way to clouds. There could be a stray thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon, highs 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, skies are going to have a tendency to be partly cloudy, lows 70 to 75. Partly sunny Wednesday, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports. Of course, high school action from over the weekend, A&M football, and J.J. Watt, who's known as a defensive player.
Not anymore.
Made his living playing a little offense over the weekend. We'll have all that and more in sports for you at about 6:50.
Worked for William Refrigerator Perry.
It did indeed.
So there. Oh, Bill Craig brought an umbrella to work at the California State University at San Marcos. That's the one in California, not the one in Texas, obviously. Okay. He brought the umbrella, strangely enough, for protection from the rain. How about that, those people in California? Howsomever, found himself in a different kind of storm, a campus lockdown after reports of a suspicious man with a gub. The doors were locked, the students took all the chairs and all the tables, and they barricaded the doors. Officials said they were looking for a man in jeans with a black shirt and a rifle. Well, Bill says that the description fit me to a T, except for the small detail of that rifle being a strange object called an umbrella. But Bill, who's been through active shooter drills recently in his 17 years at Cal State, had law enforcement officers who at one point held him at gunpoint, handled the matter professionally. Could we see the umbrella? I mean, is it that unusual, an umbrella?
You know it's not. It's California.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if there had been an active shooter and he had his umbrella?
Yeah.
And he could hide behind a table and go, beep, 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 beep. We got a lot of information.
Again, I would have thought first responders would know what a gub looks like, unlike, obviously, many people on the campus.
When you have an irrational fear of guns, you just become irrational.
That's it. When you have an irrational fear, everything is a gun.
Happy Monday.
Yeah.
Benchmark Foundation Hard Surface Cleaning has a special floor coating that can improve the indoor health quality of all public buildings, including schools, restaurants, and government buildings. The ETS 180 coating eliminates contamination and bad odors, improves indoor air quality, and lowers maintenance costs. Learn more from Benchmark Foundation Hard Surface Cleaning, the finishing touch in excellence. Call 903-644-8218 or click bfhsc.com.
How important is it for your high school senior to stay in school, perhaps obtain a scholarship for college, maybe even a new car? Atkins and Toyota is proud to bring you the third year of the It Pays to Stay program Perfect Attendance Rewards program. One lucky high school senior will win a brand new Scion TC from Atkins and Toyota Scion. Only perfect attendance high school seniors may qualify. For info, go to AtkinsonItPaysToStay.com to sign up. Registration deadline is Tuesday, September 30th.
6:14, News Talk 1620, WTAW, September the 15th, 258th day of the year, 107 of them to go. It's my birthday today.
Your birthday.
Hey, yeah, okay. I share it with Ben's granddaughter. He hates that.
I can't imagine why.
Yeah, he does. He hates that. Okay, today is Google.com day. It's Google's birthday.
Happy birthday. Share your birthday with Google.
Yeah, they could give me like 1,000 shares. That'd be cool. It's Linguini Day. It's Balance Awareness Day. I don't know if that means your checking account or just kind of stumbling and falling, but, you know, whatever.
Neither one of mine are very good.
Yeah, and it's UN International Day of Democracy. Now, what the hell does that mean?
I mean, be democratic now, damn it.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, because I believe there are some that are not democracies within the United Nations. I may be wrong.
No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, but what? Do they get half-price drinks at the bar? I mean, what's going on?
Democracy is a silly concept anyway.
It is. It's
completely overrated.
Three wolves and two sheep voting on what's for dinner.
Yeah. very nice. All right, so that's good. And the birthdays, who I always share with.
Heidi Montag is 28 years
that
old.
That really wasn't the one I thought of.
Prince Harry of Britain?
Oh, yeah.
Who's now fourth in line because his brother had a kid.
Really? And he's about to be fifth. They got another one, and they got that's a bun right. in the oven, right?
Yep. Okay. Dave Annabelle is 35. Tom Hardy is 37. He played Bane. Mm-hmm. Diana Lohan, Lindsay's mom, is 52. Dan Marino. Yeah. That's not a bad one to share with.
That's okay.
53, but you do get to share with Oliver Stone.
Yeah, too.
68. Mm-hmm. And Tommy Lee Jones, 68 years old.
Josh Charles from The Good Wife, if you know him, he's the guy who got killed off. He's 43.
Oh, he's not on that show anymore.
Yeah, sorry. Spoiler. And, Gaylord Perry, 76, baseball pitcher. And Pete Carroll, coach of the Seattle Seahawks, would be a
60, who lost this weekend.
63. Well, he did, and his team did. Yeah, well, they're not happy about that, huh? All right, there you go. It's 6-16.
Texas Reds 2014 is the crossroads for great wine, steak, music, and art. Join us on Saturday and Sunday, September 27th and 28th, to get in on the fun in historic downtown Bryan.
For more information, visit TexasRedsFestival.com.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so Obama says that ISIS is not Islamic. The Islamic State is not Islamic. Yet another example of the president's unwillingness to just even simply identify the enemy of radical Islamic terrorists. Now, throughout his presidency, we have seen this dangerous pattern. Fort Hood shooting is still considered workplace violence. A war on terror was relabeled overseas contingency operations, man-caused disasters. Now Obama is saying that ISIS is not the Islamic State and not a state without a vision. He fails to understand that this not a state has more territory than any terror group before it, number one, and number two, has a vision of a worldwide caliphate. What part of that doesn't our president get?
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. All right, so everybody has at least one room in dire need of updated window coverings. For us, it was the master bedroom. And that's the one I covered with butcher paper because I dreaded blind shopping that much. Now, fortunately, my wife and I, we went to blinds.com and the problem was solved. We were so blown away at how easy they make it for us do-it-yourselfers to measure, order, and install that now even if you mismeasure, they'll remake them for free. You get free color samples, free expert advice, and free shipping. That's blinds.com. Their prices crush prices you'll find in stores. Blinds.com. Hey, if you're like most Americans, you're not getting the level of relief that you expect from your pain reliever, I've been using a great product that really works for my pain, and it can help you too. Salonpas Jet Spray. Now, it provides powerful pain relief directly to the site of the pain. Now, it sprays on clear, it dries fast, delivering two pain fighters that last for hours. Called Salonpas Jet Spray, and you can look for the blue bottle with the blue cap. It's Salonpas Powerful Relief when and where you need it, and it's available right now at Walmart.
Norman G. Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota L3800 F2 wheel drive 38 horsepower tractor with power steering and 5-foot pasture shredder with front and rear chain guards, 5-foot box blade for $15,195. Buy now from Norman G. Tractor and get a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $14,195. That's a monthly payment of only $194. At Norman G. Tractor, you get zero down payment, you get 60 months interest free, you get top dollar for your trade-ins, and you get free delivery. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and guaranteed prices, shop Norman G. Tractor. Corner of Highway 39 and OSR, Norman G., Texas. See us at NormanGTractor.com, voted best of the Brazos for 13 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
No merger for beer makers. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. At least for now, there will be no major new consolidation among the world's breweries. Heineken has rejected an approach from SAB Miller, saying it intends to remain independent. A controlling interest in Heineken is owned by the company's founding family. The American technology company Attachmate Group is getting new owners. Attachmate is being bought by the British mainframe computer company Micro Focus International. It's a cash and debt assumption deal worth $2.3 billion. We'll be seeing actors using electronic cigarettes in movies soon. Makers of the devices are not bound by a 16-year-old ban on paid product placements by cigarette brands, and the Wall Street Journal says e-cigarette companies are moving to use Hollywood to promote their products. Ethan Hawke is seen using an electronic cigarette in the new film Cymbeline. Stock market futures are pointing lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Paying too much for mediocre cable service? Cut the cord, cut your expenses, and get unmatched TV technology with Dish. Dish is much better and costs less. Get the most movies with Blockbuster at home free for 3 months. Premium channels free for 3 months. Free HD for 2 years, and get a free DVR. Watch live TV anywhere with your computer, smartphone, or tablet with Hopper. Call right now and get a free Hopper upgrade. Hurry, this limited time offer won't last. Call 800-553-4751. 800-553-4751.
You've been lied to. Being overweight is not about overeating, not exercising, or a lack of self-control. Diets, gyms, and pills can't fix it. It's your hormones. Go to 44skinny.com for a free video where Dr. Steven Siskind explains the four hormonal barriers to weight loss in men and women over 40.
When I first started losing the weight, all my clothes were falling off. I got some skinny jeans, and my husband is chasing me around the table again. I couldn't be happier.
Go to 44skinny.com to see this riveting free video. That's 44skinny.com.
It's September. It's football season, and yep, it's still hot. Rattlers knows you gotta eat, drink, and be a fan. So check out these great September specials. For lunch, dinner, or a quick snack, pull into any Rattlers and get a loaded hot dog and a 24-ounce soft drink for only $2. Pick up a few Jack Link's beefsteaks for those end-of-the-day munchies, two for only $3. After work, be sure to grab a case of any Bud, Miller, or Coors family of beers for only $19.99. Rattlers. Friendly, clean, Texan.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 6:22. Well, this is shocking news. A survey from OkCupid found men like their women young. I know, it's shocking, isn't it? Young as in 24 and under. In fact, it's not until a guy turns 45 that he starts looking at women over 24.
I saw that infographic.
Really?
They showed women, and I'm going to post it on WTW Infomaniacs. Just go there and look. It is, I need to find the source and see how well they did this study, but okay. it's pretty impressive. If you've ever doubted that the sexes are very different in how they perceive things.
Yeah, women look at us. I mean, really?
Yeah.
Talking about different. Of course, yeah. Young female profiles are what men look at and not necessarily respond to. The 40-plus crowd usually pursues women above 30. Or sometimes not.
Yeah, I was going to say, usually.
Yeah, sometimes not. Comes the story of Australian billionaire Richard Lugner. He married Kathy Schmitz, the Playboy model, over the weekend. She's 24. The answer to the question is...
How old is he?
The answer to the question is 57.
The difference?
Yeah. Okay.
Ye gods.
It'd be 81 and 24. 81 and 24.
It has nothing to do with the money.
No. She wants to make sure he watches scary movies. Boom!
Hello, sir.
What's going on in here?
I'm giving Franklin an accounting a facial.
In the supply closet?
Well, I finished all my work at 10 a.m., so...
Are you bored?
Yes, sir.
Maybe you should think about another job.
I went online to AggielandHelpWanted.com. I uploaded my resume for free in minutes, and they're looking for a job for me while I give facials.
How lucky are you?
Excuse me, sir?
I'll miss you. Can you squeeze me in at 4 o'clock for an eyebrow wax? I'm looking a little like Frida Kahlo.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Amish Furniture for Generations. We've told you ever since they opened that shopping for furniture at Amish Furniture for Generations is different than any other shopping experience because, well, you're going to find furniture that you're not going to find at regular stores. And quite simply, it is made to your specifications. And you'll find out exactly why it's made the way that it is. Kent kind of can take you through a short course of how it can last so long and be so good. Solid wood furniture, bench built by Amish craftsmen, custom built quite often. And then he goes and picks it up and brings it down and delivers it to you, sets it up in your home, your office, wherever it is. And still in all, with that kind of quality, there are 300 styles to choose from. Now, actually, amazingly enough, as we are in the middle of September, it's a little late for Thanksgiving, but it's not too late for Christmas. If you'll stop in there and see them in the next day or so, pick something out. So you may not have it around, you may not have your loved ones sitting at that table after the LSU victory, but, you know, that's okay. By Christmas time, you can do that. Stop in and see them at Amish Furniture for Generations. 260-5050 if you want some questions answered, but actually being able to go in and look at this furniture, it's all handmade by Amish craftsmen using only the finest woods, so that you really do have heirlooms right now. They're on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Shopping, Boonville Shopping Center. That's Amish Furniture for Generations. All right, let's have a look at this weather that we got going on, and it's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Of course, I think all of us got a fair amount of rain. It's been pretty good. Ground ought to be soaked for a little while. And we continue to have some kind of cool temperatures, which makes it nice. But we do have some more rain in the forecast starting tomorrow. Look for a high temperature today, about 91. Winds will be out of the east. And then tonight, 74 is our low. About 91 for tomorrow, but it's a 50-50 chance of showers. And probably what that's going to happen, it'll be in the afternoon. We've got a 30% chance of rain on Tuesday night. Then it's a 40% chance of rain on Wednesday. Rain's basically out of the forecast after Thursday, and we'll only be in the 90s for our highs, and the low temperatures will be in the middle 70s, so it's pretty nice. Can't say yet that we're out of summer, but pleasant temperatures. Right now the winds are calm, 93% relative humidity, fair skies, and we have 68 degrees.
Every relationship goes through five stages, and if it lasts long enough, that fifth stage can be really nice. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates, minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest, and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now, 877-789-4173. If you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now, 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states, not a loan company. Our view of what love and relationships are supposed to be may be a bit off because
the relationships have seasons, and our culture is very strong on the first season, which is the merge, which is mediated by hormones and chemicals, and when we fall in love, we're not in our rational mind.
Linda Carroll, author of the book Love Cycles.
And what we see is all the best of the other person, and we see it through this haze of chemicals, dopamine, norepinephrine, oxytocin, those things that cause us to feel attracted and obsessed and tingly and excited. That's a great stage, but it isn't all there is to it.
In fact, every relationship goes through five stages, some of which are very difficult, but eventually
we move to the fifth stage, which is, I think, the promise, which is wholehearted love, which really is where we learn to love an imperfect person as an imperfect person ourselves, and we practice patience and forgiveness and acceptance.
When you listen to love songs, they are usually about spectacular love or love gone horribly wrong.
But there aren't very many songs about good enough love or about I'm a little disappointed, but I'll get over it. But I do think we go through these seasons. And I think very good relationships have very bad problems because we are human beings and that we learn to develop tolerance for those things. But I don't think that comes free.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time, nearly 6:30. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. A College Station woman who went into a flooded creek Saturday morning to save her dog has died after she was swept away in the high and swift-moving water. The body of 32-year-old April Rachel Turner was found about 600 feet from where she was last seen in College Station's Lick Creek Park. Investigators were told Turner had been walking her dog in the park and began to walk and talk with a second woman who was also walking her dog. As they neared a footbridge, Turner's dog got into the water of a nearby creek that was elevated due to recent rains. Turner told the second woman her dog was having trouble getting out of the water and she went in to get it. The witness said Turner was able to push her dog out, but she became stuck and then was taken downstream. The witness attempted to help Turner but was unable due to the force and the depth of the rushing creek. Multiple local and state agencies were involved in the 8-hour search for Turner, employing boats, ATVs, and search dogs. For the second time in as many weeks, the Bryan City Council will be considering economic incentives in the BioCorridor.
A special meeting tomorrow at noon takes up the Bryan Council giving up $411,000. It's its share of a $70 million facility producing vaccines and other pharmaceuticals. Last Thursday, the College Station Council approved its share, almost $700,000. In return for getting the combined $1.1 million over a 7-year period, Kalon Biotherapeutics will build and equip a $70 million facility that will open by the end of next year. Kalon, created by the Texas A&M System as a private company, is also required by the end of 2017 to have at least 100 employees and an annual payroll of at least $6 million. Kalon, partnering with GlaxoSmithKline and Lonza's, responsible for producing plant-based pandemic and seasonal flu vaccines, as well as having a commercial development and manufacturing component. Last week, the Bryan Council gave more than $8 million in property tax breaks and future hotel occupancy tax money to the developers of the Atlas Town Center, which is valued at between $500 and $700 million. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan City budget approved last week by the city calls for a $200,000 increase in revenue from the hotel occupancy tax. Most of that increase goes into funding unspecified events. The Downtown Bryan Association, in charge of the Texas Reds Festival, gets $120,000, the same as this year. Rafael Pena was one of two councilmen who were unsuccessful in having the DBA go through a grant process administered by the Convention and Visitors Bureau. On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Pena was asked when he will ask for the organizers of two other downtown events, Fiestas Patrias and the Blues Festival, to also go through the CVB.
Well, like everything, things take time, and there's so many things that are going on in the city right now. And again, that was the first one that came to mind, so that's the one that people have actually told me about. And I'm not trying to lead a crusade or anything like that, so I'm not going to just, you know, be real anal about these and go forward. So nowhere in the near future, but I will take a look at it and I will decide. And when it's usually when someone comes and tells me about it.
Pena says he asked the DBA to go through the CVB grant process after hearing on the campaign trail last year about the Texas Reds Festival losing money. State Representative John Rainey of Bryan recently participated in committee hearings dealing with higher education and appropriations. He says discussions about higher education dealt with getting more foster children to take advantage of free opportunities.
They have to, like, 25 years old, I think it is, to begin college. And it's all their tuition and fees are pretty well paid for. There's lots of help for them.
Rainey says foster children told them about difficulties they experienced by moving multiple times.
Some of them had degrees. Some did not. One young man said, well, I went to school, but it was like, only a month left. And
Rainey also called on school counselors to let foster children know about state-funded programs. A North Zulch man is in jail accused of walking into Pebble Creek Country Club and taking two membership cards from the clubhouse. College Station police found the cards on 19-year-old Richard Westmoreland when he was arrested on an unrelated criminal trespassing charge earlier this month. The arrest report indicated no charges had been made on the cards, which were supposed to be mailed to a new member. Bryan police responded to 7 assaults on Friday. 6 were misdemeanor cases, while the 7th involves a Bryan man accused of stabbing a woman in the back of the head with a 7-inch kitchen knife. According to the arrest report, 32-year-old Christopher Franklin told officers he threw the knife out of anger after she refused to make him dinner. Since 1990, Habitat for Humanity has overseen the construction of homes built and purchased by low-income households with the assistance of volunteer labor and donations. Communications Director Ryan Pierce says part of the agency's 25th anniversary is starting their 250th home.
With it being our 25th anniversary, we're kind of asking people to maybe give $25 or more, of course. We figure if everyone in Bryan and College Station gave $25, we could build 88 homes for 88 local low-income families.
Pierce says 5 homes were finished in July and August. Another one was started on Saturday, and construction will begin on two more before the end of the month.
We don't just need money. We need people. And so we build Tuesday through Saturday all year long on homes for families and welcome anyone to come help on the construction site. You don't have to have skills. You just have to want to help. We also help need people in our restore, in our office. Always welcome any kind of help we can get.
More information is online at habitatbcs.org. WTAW News Time is 6:35 at 68 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
It's outrageous.
I don't think I could pull off that skirt.
It's hysterical.
Many hell.
It's hot in Cleveland. Coming to ABC 40 on September 15th, TV's funniest comedy with Betty White and Valerie Bertinelli, coming exclusively to ABC 40. Weekdays at 6 p.m. September 15th.
You don't get a puppy and a fireman in the same day.
The news can wait until 10. Get your laughs first with Hot in Cleveland, starting September 15th at 6 p.m. on ABC 40.
Save Our Streets Ministries is celebrating its 13th annual banquet, Speak Life, sponsored by Galleria Day Spa and KBTX Media on September 30th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. SOS invests in lives to rescue, restore, and release families from a drug and gang-infested environment where abuse, poverty, and violence are a way of life.
These truths that God was love, security, and consistency had made their way into my heart because of the work of Christ through SOS.
Call 775-5357 or go to SaveOurStreetsMinistries.org for more information. Help us save our streets.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Called the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed with the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody. We just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
Howdy, radio listeners. This is Mark from Sovac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off the shelf when you don't have a clue if it'll work for you or not? At Sovac City, we always let you try it before you buy it. See if it'll work for you before you invest your hard-earned money in it. Give us a chance to show you that we are the vacuum experts. Sovac City in College Station in front of HEB or on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City, come on by and see us.
Good morning. It's 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Barker's Heating and Air Conditioning from now till the end of the month of September. Buy a complete air conditioning system with Barker's Heating and Cooling and get an evaporator coil free. That's $500 value. Or you can get $500 in credit toward a new system. Barker's Heating and Cooling. Here are the numbers.
Some cloudiness will drift our way today. It'll turn mostly cloudy. We'll look for temperatures today to make their way up to about 90. For tonight, looks like we'll see quite a bit of cloudiness around early. Then it turns partly cloudy overnight. Lows will fall back to about 70 to 75. Tomorrow, some sun to start. Then I think we could see an afternoon storm. 90 to 95, partial sun. Highs 90 to 95 during the day on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Here comes 23 running like a madman, and the crowd's going nuts, and we're all screaming, no, no, and he picks it up, no.
We'll have more on the explanation of what happened in the last play of the first half, which was just weird. We'll have more on the field conditions for A&M football, plus professional football, and both the volleyball team and soccer team for A&M did more than a little well over the weekend. We'll have all that and more in sports here in about 12 minutes.
Just remember, it's United Nations International Day of Democracy.
Okay.
So every country in the UN will be a democracy today? How would that work? Imagine that. Wow. Never mind.
Imagine all.
So it appears that the White House is ramping up its message regarding any coming military push against ISIS militants.
You mean the war?
That's a... Now you can say that, but on was it Friday or Thursday, Lurch was being interviewed, and he was just adamantly saying, oh, we're not going to say war.
If you drop bombs on people,
yeah,
that's a war.
But he had, you know, he had some other kind of little word he was going to use or whatever.
If
anyhow,
you drop bombs.
I know, but they changed their mind. It's okay. White House Chief of Staff, Dennis McDonough. That's right. That's a good trivia question. Yeah. Dennis McDonough. They decided to roll him out. He was on the Sunday talk shows. He and Lurch out there now freely using the word war to describe this U.S.-led coalition. Appearing on Face the Nation, he said in terms of Al-Qaeda, which we have used the word war with, yeah, we're at war with Al-Qaeda and its affiliates. And in the same context, if you want to use it, yes, we're at war with ISIL in that sense. But I think it's a waste of time to focus on that. Frankly, let's consider what we have to do to degrade and defeat ISIL. And that's what, frankly, I'm more focused on. And it's interesting, you know, words, 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 and everybody gets their little talking points. And not just this White House. We get the same thing. It's amazing what we hear politicians say over and over again. They take the same phrase, and that's because they share their talking points. I'm not sharing any secrets here to say that you're going to hear John Boehner say some of the exact same phrases that you hear Bill Flores say or any other Republican. The Republicans do it too. They use specific words so that you have this message that's clear. So degrade and defeat is something that Obama said from the very get-go. Okay, well, I guess what he means by degrade is to take down their assets. Now, they haven't necessarily bombed that refinery yet.
To blow stuff up.
That's right. So degrade, that's the reason they say degrade and defeat. But one of the other things, and we were talking about this house at the house over the weekend. Now, suddenly on Friday, the administration started saying ISIL. ISIL, and that's the way they said it rather than ISIL. And let's see what happens today. Let's see what they roll out and if they are continuing that unanimity of message to say ISIL. And I don't know why they're doing it, but they are. So we'll see. In the meantime, kind of an interesting point of view from Mike McCaul. He's a congressman from Texas, and he's the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee. He was on Face the Nation. That's the one with Skeletor on CBS. He said the threat posed by Islamic militants doesn't fit into President Obama's narrative, his word, narrative. He went on to say, and this is a quote, "Now when he looks at his legacy, he can't get his head wrapped around what ISIS is and how to defeat it and the imminent urgent threat that it really is." He went on, continuing to quote, "This threat has been out there for over a year, and finally the White House started to pay attention. Now it's catch-up time. It's catch-up time trying to get a coalition together, a strategy together. The bottom line is ISIS does not fit into the president's narrative." And we are. We get to that point where they start thinking about their legacy, how they're going to be remembered. And that's not fitting in very well.
A little introspective.
Well, yeah, exactly. And, you know, how will I be remembered? And the thing is, this battle will go on to the next presidency, whoever
it
happens
question.
To be. They ain't going to get this done. Now, speaking of the next president, Tom Harkin has this steak fry that he does in Iowa every year.
Yep.
Guess who showed up?
Hillary Bob.
Guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans. What difference at this point does it make?
That's Hillary Clinton. Do you remember her? She's the one who said that.
Guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans.
Uh-huh.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, Benghazi. What difference does it make, Hillary?
I really like the new house music in the hearing chamber.
Yeah, that
you
is
like
nice.
That? Yeah, yeah, put that back there just because it was easy to grab. Anyway, so she was there. So she takes the stage for the event and says, "Hello, Iowa, I'm back."
Just like that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Here's Hillary.
Yeah. The crowd chanting, "Ready, ready." Really. And she said, and then, of course, there's that other thing. Well, It's true I'm thinking about it, but for today, that's not why I'm here. I'm here for the steak.
I was out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans.
Yeah.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, why were you in Iowa? What difference does it make, right? Wants to be president. Wants to be president.
In the worst way.
Yeah. Jay Carney, he's the guy who's now working for CNN, getting his paycheck over there, admitted that the upcoming November midterm elections are going to be tough for Democrats. Duh. They're paying him a lot to say that? I think we knew that. Anyway, he says it's not going to be a good year for Democrats by definition. The sixth year is always particularly bad for a president's party. The problem for Republicans, if they win, is Americans begin to think we hate Congress. That's the Americans thinking that. And it's now clear that one party is in control of Congress. Either outcome, Democrat or GOP-controlled Congress, produces terrible gridlock. What are you talking about? We've got it split right now, and we've got terrible gridlock. If the Republicans have the House and the Senate, there's going to be more gridlock? Now, the gridlock may shift up to the White House, yeah, but I don't know that that necessarily is what we're talking about here. But that's fine. I mean, that's what he's getting paid to do, is get out there and throw the chicken stuff around so that we can hear all that.
Making sausage.
That's exactly right. It's kind of ugly. But there you go. It's 6:47.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, September 20th, it's vaccination programs for cattle producers. Maintaining herd health is important, but must be done right. Learn all the details this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
If you're one of those fortunate Texas gardeners who's been blessed with slopes and ridges, you may be a customer for attractive landscaping steps. They can be a welcoming entrance to a garden, or they can be unsightly as a nemesis. You control the difference. How good your steps look and how well they function both depend on your planning and forethought. Step to it, gardener. I'll be back with details after this message. A year ago at this time, I was working feverishly to get Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening underway. I wanted to produce a book that would be the best book I had ever published. This is the first book I have self-published. My book is not in stores. It's not on Amazon. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening has 844 of my photographs, 344 pages. It is the book I've always wanted to offer to you. Now, it normally is priced at $32.95, but it's on sale for only $28.95. It would be wonderful if you're planning fall landscape improvements or if you're looking for a holiday gift. Now, that's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Remember, it is not in stores, and you also will not find it on Amazon. The chapters cover everything you need to be successful in gardening in the Lone Star State. Order it at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. If you're putting steps into your landscape, begin by determining if you really need the steps at all. If your walk can traverse the grade change gradually without having to build in steps, so much the better. Steps are a hindrance for many people, especially those for whom walking is difficult. They're also a safety concern since they greatly increase the likelihood of someone's falling. Still, if the slope is really steep or if you prefer nearly level landscaping terraces and are starting with even gentle slopes, steps become necessary. What material should you use? Well, steps are usually made along with the walk itself. If you're having concrete poured for the walk, the steps will come with it. If you're using brick, the steps will be laid right in sequence. If you're going back into your landscape, however, to retrofit it with modern improvements, you have the option of tearing out the old walk, even regrading the lot and starting over. Brick, interlocking concrete pavers, flagstone, and even large landscaping timbers can all be used to build the steps. Look around your neighborhood to find steps that you like and then modify their ideas to suit your needs. The vertical portion of a step is called its riser, while the flat part that your foot uses is called the tread. There's a very critical relationship between the two. If you miss the proper ratios very far, you'll have steps that are both uncomfortable and unsafe. The ideal would probably be to have 6-inch risers and 15-inch treads. As the width of the treads increases, the heights of the risers must decrease. For example, in large sweeping areas, landscape architects will sometimes call for very broad treads. Risers that accompany those must be comparatively short. As benchmarks, 11-inch treads need 7-inch risers, 17-inch treads will need 5-inch risers, 19-inch treads probably about a 4-inch riser. As you need the proper relation of height and width, you also need adequately sized steps. They definitely should be wide enough that two people can walk side by side. You never know when somebody's going to need a hand in negotiating the steps, and 42 inches is about a minimum. You need to place the steps or timbers so that the moisture drains quickly away from the steps. That's especially important during times of icy weather. Hopefully the tops of the treads will offer good traction. Very smooth surfaces invite unexpected spills. If the steps are unusually steep or tall, consider a handrail. I'm Neil Sperry. Building berms will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
So how often do you get asked, how'd you sleep last night? Well, you'll usually say, oh, good or bad, or I woke up once or twice, whatever. But you don't really know the quality of the sleep that you had. But you can, because Sleep IQ, which is available from the Sleep Number store in the Sleep Number beds, can actually track for you how you do sleep. The idea is for you to understand what's happening, what's waking you up, what's keeping you from getting the good night's sleep that you need or you'd like to have. Well, you get a Sleep Number bed and you get Sleep IQ and you actually can know. You'll get a report, basically. My Sleep Number setting 65, and one of the neat things about the Sleep Number bed is there's dual chamber technology, so you can have a different sleep number than your sleep partner. And that way, both of you have an optimum sleep. Now, you add Sleep IQ technology to it, and you really do have an answer of exactly how you did sleep. You know, it's really easy. You don't have to wear some kind of an appliance or anything. There's nothing to turn on. All you do is sleep, and you get the information. If you'll come in right now to the Sleep Number store, the C2 Queen mattress with the Sleep IQ technology starts at $999.98. No better sleep. You'll find it at the Sleep Number store in College Station. They're located right there at the corner of Texas and Harvey Road near Specs. Stop in and find out what your sleep number is and enjoy sleep with the Sleep IQ.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52 and time for the high school football report. Starts off with A&M Consolidated. They head to Fort Bend Elkins and fell 44-37. Navasota just kept on a truck, and they beat Cold Spring Oakhurst 35-14. Bryan never got to come back on the field after a flash of lightning halted their game for good. And the Rudder Angels battled the same rain problem on Thursday, but they earned their first win in two seasons with a 48-20 victory over Bastrop Cedar Creek. College Station Cougars had the night off. And if you'd like to find out more on your favorite team, just go to BrazosFootball.com. On out of Aggie Sports, where Kenny Hill threw for 300 yards and four touchdowns, and then number 7 Texas A&M overcame a slow start in a 38-10 win over Rice on Saturday night. Now, there were a lot of questions coming out of the game, not least of which was what in the world happened on the blocked field goal attempt at the end of the first half. Nobody knew, including in the press box. So here's Coach Sumlin.
Field goal block. We've been coached. We let it go. All right, so we're getting ready to exchange and get our guys on the field for offense, and defense runs off. And we look up, and here comes 23 running like a madman. And the crowd's going nuts, and we're all screaming, no, no. And he picks it up, no. And then he starts heading for our sideline. And, you know, then these guys start blocking, and we got guys. Some guys are on the field. Some guys are running off. I guess, you know, I was a little bit upset by the whole thing. But it was the right call by the official. And it was another one of those things as a learning experience for a young player.
Another lingering question was the reoccurring turf problem at Kyle Field. Such a problem, in fact, that there was a question as to whether Rice was going to come out for the second half. Here's Coach Sumlin again on the field.
Got a lot of rain last night. I don't know how much. Some people say 4 inches. Some people say 7 inches. And you never know with the new surface what it was going to be like. You know, if we thought it was going to be a really, really big issue, then there would have been decisions made, not by necessarily by me, but in conjunction with a lot of other people, that things would change.
Strange plays and turf aside, the Aggs move up to number 6 in this week's Associated Press poll. As follows, number 1 is Florida State, followed by number 2, Oregon, 3, Alabama, 4, Oklahoma, and 5 is Auburn. Rounding out the top 10, the Aggs, followed by Baylor, LSU, Notre Dame, and Mississippi. The Southeastern Conference has an unprecedented 7 teams in the top 15. Up next for the Aggies, they return to the days of yore in the Southwest Conference against SMU in Dallas. Kickoff scheduled for 2:30 and all of it live on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Texas A&M soccer team extended their home win streak to 14 matches on Sunday evening with a 3-0 win over Marquette and the Golden Eagles. Coach G. Guerrieri, quite happy with the outcome.
Yeah, I thought this was a really good weekend for us, starting on Thursday night with a really solid performance and being able to keep control of the match, finish off a couple good goals. And then I thought tonight, 3 really well-taken goals, a penalty kick, but also 2 really, really well-hit balls, one by Allie Bailey and the other one by Lee Edwards.
Thursday, the soccer team starts SEC play against Tennessee at Ellis Field. They'll kick things off there at 6 o'clock. Aggie volleyball was on a tear as well, knocking off number 6 USC and then turning around and knocking off number 13 at San Diego. With consecutive wins over top 15 teams, here's head coach Lori Cobelli on her team's 2 big wins.
You know, the team just has a mindset right now that they're very together. They're very, just really determined. And they know how much talent they have and how much they trust their teammates. So that's just kind of all kind of coming together, you know, and it's a lot of fun to have that unity within the team.
A&M junior middle blocker Shelby Sullivan and freshman setter Stephanie Ipley were named USC Classic All-Tournament Team after leading the Aggies to back-to-back wins. And that, by the way, for the Aggs is 5 wins in a row. We'll hop over to the NFL, where J.J. Watt makes his living generally playing defense most of the time.
Fitzpatrick digs in, backs up to throw, swings it out right side, caught J.J. Watt! Oh, my goodness!
J.J. Watt gets the 1-yard touchdown pass, and the Houston Texans beat the Oakland Raiders 30-14. Watt made his biggest contribution to the game in the first drive for the Texans with Ryan Fitzpatrick's touchdown pass to then tight end J.J. Watt. Texans are in the Meadowlands. They'll take on the New York Football Giants at noon this coming Sunday. DeMarco Murray ran for 167 yards and a touchdown, and Dan Bailey kicked 4 field goals to help Dallas rout Tennessee 26-10. Tony Romo shook off last week's miserable game against San Francisco and went 19 for 29 with 176 yards and a TD as well. Dallas heads to St. Louis for the noon game. They'll take on St. Louis at noon on Sunday. And finally, a couple of Major League Baseball games. Kobe Lewis pitched 7 innings for his 10th victory, and the Rangers got their first sweep in nearly 5 months with a 10-3 win over the Atlanta Braves. And Dallas Keuchel took a no-no into the 7th, and Houston stopped the Los Angeles Angels' 10-game winning streak with a 6-1 win. And that has been your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's outrageous.
I don't think I could pull off that skirt.
It's hysterical.
Many have.
It's hot in Cleveland. Coming to ABC 40 on September 15th, TV's funniest comedy with Betty White and Valerie Bertinelli, coming exclusively to ABC 40. Weekdays at 6 p.m. September 15th.
You don't get a puppy and a fireman in the same day.
The news can wait until 10. Get your laughs first with Hot in Cleveland, starting September 15th at 6 p.m. on ABC 40.
I've tried just about every workout there is through the course of my athletic endeavors. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and I was a scholarship athlete in both football and track, so I know a little something about getting sweaty. And I really have tried it all. Classes, solo, personal trainers, long-distance cycling, and nothing has gotten me charged up like Brazos Valley MMA and fitness. This is the furthest thing from mindless droning on a treadmill, but what it is a great way to get into shape because it not only engages your body, but also your brain. It's not martial arts or boxing, it's kind of both, without the getting hit in the face part. You see, I kind of have a special circumstance. 3 years ago, I was in great shape but had a serious bicycling accident and broke my femur at the hip, which laid me up for almost a year. I've been slow to come back, so I need very specific instructions on rehabilitating the bum leg. Matt is my trainer. He's also a professional MMA fighter, so he's able to not only teach but structure the workout so it doesn't cause even more problems with the leg. And most importantly, it really and truly is fun, not boring, and I'm seeing results. It's been 3 weeks, and my clothes already fit better. To find out more, go to bvmma.com, or you can find them in the mall. I really do see this changing my body and my life for the better.
Texas Reds 2014 is the crossroads for great wine, steak, music, and art. Join us on Saturday and Sunday, September 27th and 28th, to get in on the fun in historic downtown Bryan.
For more information, visit texasredsfestival.com.
All right, here we go. High temperature today, about 91 degrees. That'll be nice. 74 tonight, 50-50 chance of showers, and 91 tomorrow. It's 69 now. WTAW, College Station, Bryant.